This Crittenden Press podcast is sponsored by Hunt Law Group, Wesley A. Hunt, attorney. Contact Hunt Law Group for information on estate planning and wills, probate, and long-term care planning. Hunt Law Group, located at 108 East Carlisle Street in Marion.
Welcome to a special Crittenden Press podcast. We have as our guest today Anna Hilliard. Now, many of you may know that Anna is one of the three confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in Crittenden County. Anna is by profession a nurse, and out of respect for her employer, we're not going to identify who that employer is, but we will talk in generalities about her profession and the risks that are involved as we go through this pandemic. Anna, welcome to our podcast. Thank you for agreeing to do this. And just let the people of Crittenden County know, first of all, how you're doing.
Well, I feel like I'm recovering. Most of my symptoms are gone now. And
I know you said that we've talked about this before we started recording, and March 26 was the first day that you felt like you had some fever. Because of your job, you were self-monitoring and checking your temperature, so you didn't go, if you had this, you didn't want to go to work. So kind of take us through that timeline, if you would.
Well, like you previously stated, my employer had encouraged us to self-monitor, so I had started to do that. And on the, I think it was a Thursday night, March the 26th, I checked my temperature and I was starting to run a low grade. So I talked to my employer the next day and they encouraged me to go to the urgent care. And they checked me for the flu and I was negative. So then they screened me for the COVID-19. And that took about a week to get the results back. I just felt really tired on the first day and was still running a low grade, like 99.3, 99.7, kind of in that area. And really kind of mild symptoms on Saturday, Sunday of that week. I didn't run any fever at all. And then on Monday, that's when my fever spiked. It went up to 101.5, and it pretty well stayed in that area and in that range until probably Saturday, like next Saturday. Mm-hmm. After that, then I started to feel better, and I've still had a little cough. So I haven't returned to work yet, but I'm sure that I will soon, mm-hmm. and I have still been in quarantine.
So just to kind of visualize this, the 26th was on a Thursday, and this
yes.
Thursday will be a full month since you...
3 weeks. Yeah, at least three
weeks.
Oh, yeah,
3 weeks. 3 weeks, that's
yes.
right, 3 weeks.
Yes.
Since you felt your first symptoms. But through this, you've talked a little bit about it, but have you ever gotten to the point that you were frightened that this could get worse, that it could go downhill? I mean, this is a pandemic. This is something that has shut the country down, for goodness sakes.
And, right. And so much is not known. They're still learning every day. Yes, I mean, I did monitor my oxygen saturation. I did have that tool available to have a pulse oximeter. And, it monitors your heart rate as well. And my saturation was a little bit lower than what normal was, and my heart rate had been higher than what my normal heart rate was. So, I mean, I know that I did have some type of effect there. Yesterday, it had returned to pretty well my baseline. And but that is a scary thing because I have, of course, I've read where that sometimes people, just kind of have respiratory symptoms all at once, and where it's an emergent situation. So, but I feel like I'm on the upswing now.
Mm-hmm. So, were you? Did you ever feel a lot of anxiety for having this? Or being a nurse, did you realize that, hey, I'm a generally healthy person. It's probably not going to affect me greatly. I may have some mild to moderate symptoms, but chances are they won't be severe. Did it cause that anxiety or not?
Well, I try not to let it cause that anxiety because I look at the statistics and see that, you know, 98% recover. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, I'm not for sure what the statistics are showing now, but I know at the time it was more like, you know, like 2% or maybe 1.6 or 1.4% it was fatal to. But so I felt, you know, pretty confident. I had... it had been a long time since I had been sick. Mm-hmm. With anything that was just something, you know, that was out of the ordinary. So I guess that could be a little scary, but overall, mm-hmm. like I said, I thought the statistics were with me.
Uh-huh. So you posted something on social media to the effect that you'd worked at the school for several years before you became a nurse. And you felt like your immune system was maybe a little stronger and would have protected you against this, but this thing crept in, huh?
Yes, that's why that I pretty well knew that it had to be what it was because, you know, I hardly ever get sick, mm-hmm. and so that it was something that was different.
Have you ever had the flu?
If I did, it was probably whenever I was in first grade, when I was 6 years old. Uh-huh. And I know I missed 4 days of school.
And so
I've been very fortunate.
Yeah. So you knew this had to have been a pretty tough bug that was starting to bring you down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know you lost your father, Bill Hayner, who had the gun shop out on the... A lot of people knew Bill for having the gun shop on the north side of town there for many years. And that was just a few days before right. this all, about a week. Yeah, and so I know that's made this very difficult.
Right.
Sympathies to your family. And has that... you were telling me that you didn't get to see your mom much and then go through the grieving process with her much because
right.
of this.
Right. We haven't even got to sit down and fill out our thank you notes yet. So I've tried to stay away from her because, you know, she's older and that seems to be the population that it's hardest on. And so we just kind of made that decision that we weren't going to chance it. Mm-hmm. So now I'm glad that I didn't because, you know, it kind of sneaks up on you.
Yeah. Now you have a grown child, but tell us but you're living at home with your husband only, and
yes.
So is that the only contact you've had to the outside
yes.
world?
Yes, yeah. All of this had started, like the second week or whatever in March before that I started showing symptoms. The only places I had been was to our local dollar store and our local food giant, and I had been staying home anyway, practicing the social distancing, and just going out to get what I had to get. So I had made maybe a couple of trips out in the previous weeks before I started getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what
that was all.
What have you been doing to occupy your time? I hope you haven't been watching the 24-hour news cycle.
No. I was ready to turn that off. I have slept a lot the first week. Like I said, it made me really fatigued, and so I did sleep a lot. And then since I've been feeling better this week, I've been working. I'm working on my bachelor's degree, and so I'm almost finished with that. So I wrote a paper this week and just trying to fill in the time.
Well, you've had plenty of time then, I guess, to get some things done. I know a lot of people are getting things done that they never thought they would have time to do, but you certainly didn't want to get this time off the way that you have gotten it, I'm sure.
Right.
Well, we appreciate your time, and we will continue praying for you for improvement and so that you can get back to work. I assume you'll go back and be a nurse.
Yes, I should this next week. I should be going back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Anna. We You're really welcome. Appreciate you telling your story here on our podcast.
You're welcome.